All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is your boy Way. I am here for the first time in about a year, doing an episode of the Way's World podcast. So basically, I put on Twitter that I was going to drop an episode of the Way's World I can't fucking talk. I was going to do an episode of the Way's World podcast, telling y'all about my experience in North Carolina, my time at the Bars and Roses event. Aptly named From the Concrete, because literally these roses are rising from the concrete and they all did phenomenal. But before we get started with that, it's your boy Way, owner of the Way's World Podcast Network. That might be changing soon because I might condense the network and kind of just start brand new. I don't really know what the fuck I want to do with the network right now. It's been a while since we've had a consistent flow of content. I want to thank Moody because Moody has consistently been putting out content. As far as black guys talking about wrestling, it's kind of hard for us all to coordinate right now. Shout out the big French dog Marcus. He will no longer be a part of the Way's World Network. He's off doing his own thing. So shout out the Big French Dog podcast. Also shout out Sipping with Siblings. At this moment, they're no longer with the Way's World podcast either. They're, you know, putting out their own content, you know, whenever they can. Again, I've definitely slowed down. So for that, I do want to apologize to my loyal listeners and to the audience that we've gained here with the Way's World podcast network. Other shows, as far as the Shani show, Shanice will be giving you all updates on that whenever she gets a chance to. As far as the Drunk Cast, again, JB is off being a whole father and farmer and general manager of Culver's and all those other different types of fucking titles. So JB got so much shit going on right now. And then as far as like the other shows on the Way's World Podcast Network, like as far as like macabre mysteries and shit like that, I might get back around to them. I might make those like special projects, like the Way's World volumes. Like I may do those in like special project form. Like instead of being like, I'm going to do this and I'm going to dedicate myself to doing 6 or 7 different podcasts every fucking week. No. That's how I got burnt out last time. That's what caused this long 2-year hiatus. It was a lot of burnout. Like, it was me having all these different shows on the network, having to literally record about half of them, on top of having to record half of them, also having to go in and edit half of them, having to go in and, you know, check over all 14, making sure the quality is as good as it could possibly be. It just became a lot. And the thing is, I was doing it by myself. Like I had Shani, I had her like do, like she was doing like little like clips and content and stuff like that, you know, to kind of help do stuff in like a short form type of way. But that was pretty much for the most part kind of like my only assistance, really. And that's no shade to anybody, but that's just me being 100% honest. Like when I would ask people to go out and look for sponsors for us, nobody would ever get back to me. When it came to you know, me trying to put everybody, you know, in positions to coordinate things, it just was not working. Like it wasn't, to use a phrase that I've heard Shanice use before, it wasn't getting what it was supposed to get. It wasn't that. So I had to take a step back. I had to take a hard pause. Cause I know some of the motherfuckers that's gonna listen to this is gonna be, I take a big pause. There we go. That's the best way I could put that without y'all know who y'all are. Shout out the Metaverse family. But yes, so I got asked to cover this event by the one and only Dejounte of Dejounte Management. Shout out APK the Bagman, Lil Gordon, a couple of the artists that she manages on the music side of things. We got asked to cover this event by her. And yeah, I went to North Carolina to the first ever Bars and Roses event. It was called From the Concrete, and I had an absolute fucking blast. So first things first, let me tell you how I got there, because this was also my first time ever getting on an airplane. 7 out of 10, maybe 8. Because the thing is, right, my first time getting there, it wasn't like motherfuckers knew. It wasn't like I had like a sign on me that was like, oh, it's my first time, hey guys. Like, it wasn't one of those type of situations. It was literally, I walked in, I asked one lady, I was like, hey, this is my first time flying, this is my bag, I also got my book bag, what I do, gave her my bag, paid the little $30 to you know, to check in that bag or whatever the fuck, and then took off and was like, and she just like, she's like, okay, just go over there you go. So I went over there, like to the where the fuck I was supposed to go at, went through the whole little TSA line, which was not bad, in Indianapolis. We gonna get to when the fuck I got to Atlanta, cause that's some whole other shit. But the Indianapolis TSA was not bad. I was able to get through quickly. I asked my little questions. I was like, hey, so how do I get to where the fuck I'm supposed to get to? When I got up there, the man that was there was like, so technically you're on the wrong spot. You're at the wrong area. You're supposed to be over there. But what I could do for you is I can let you through here. Just walk around here and don't leave the building, basically. Like, just follow the signs that says where you're supposed to go. It's right there. It'll be easy for you. Take off and you're good. So I get there. And when I get there, I find my little terminal. I sit down. Got hungry, so I went and got me something to eat real quick. Shout out Pub Burger, or no, Bud Burger. My father said Pub Burger, Bud Burger. That shit low key was fire. I'm not even gonna lie. Sat down in my little seat, you know, got my little food. And then what pissed me off is, at first I had like a front row seat, right? Like in my little area waiting for my plane to pull up and shit. I had a front row fucking seat, like sweet. Went to get Bud Burger, came back. Why the fuck is there not only people in the seat that I had, but the seat behind it, and the seat, like, basically the whole thing filled up in like 15 minutes. And I'm like, how, bro? I wasn't gone long. I had enough time to go get my food, piss, and then like come back to my seat, and everything was booked the fuck up. So that was the only kind of crazy thing that happened in Indy. Got on the plane, fuck takeoff, fuck that shit. I didn't like it. It made my stomach hurt. Going into the air, also, I say that's about mid. It's not too bad. You know what you're doing, but still, about mid. Ears popped several times. Thought I was about to puke. Shout out that lady that bought me a snack on the plane. And then also shout out the stewardesses that brought by those Biscoff cookies. I'm a Biscoff cookie guy now. I love Biscoff cookies. The motherfuckers were fire. I'm a Biscoff cookie guy now. Shout out to people on Delta for that one. Then I got to NC. And so when I got to NC, the first person that I linked up with was my I flew from Indy to Atlanta. I'm so quick to try to jump to the NC part. So I flew from Indy to Atlanta. And when I got to Atlanta, I linked up with my homie White Boy. Because basically what the plan was, it was four of us, turned out to end up being five. It was me, my homie Cree, White Boy, Marie, and Marie's friend Shantira. So it was basically the five of us. So me and White Boy met up and then headed over to Cree's crib. Got to Cree's crib, chilled for a little bit, about close to midnight. Marie slid through with Shantira. We all basically went to sleep until about 3, and then we hit the road to North Carolina. And then we got to North Carolina around 9 o'clock. By the way, again, Marie, shout out to you, because you drove from Texas, bro. Like, you drove across the fucking country. Like, that's crazy. So again, definitely shout out to you. But then basically drove the entire way from ATL to NC. So again, shout out to you. But once we got to NC, we still had to wait a little bit until the B&B opened up. So the B&B opened up around like 9. We got there like at 8:45. So the B&B opened up. When the B&B opened up, it was a cold B&B. Like, the motherfucker was cold. We had two floors. All the floors was upstairs. We had the downstairs. We had a little patio area that looked like a plantation porch. We had the backyard that had a grill and different shit like that back there, a table, a little fire pit. Shit was sweet. But yeah, so all the rooms is upstairs. So basically, everybody rushed upstairs, found them a room. Again, me, as far as the B&B situation, I was an add-on. So initially, because I didn't have to pay anything for the B&B and there was supposed to be another person there with us, I had volunteered to sleep on the couch. So we were waiting for our homie Chocolate, but she was busy. So she didn't end up staying there the entire weekend. She was busy that entire weekend, which again, I definitely understand. And again, shout out to you, Chocolate. But the first night I stayed on the couch, slept on the couch. Shit was uncomfortable because I'm tall as hell. But after that first night, because that first night we pretty much just played like board games and shit like that. We played Monopoly. We drank a little bit. Also, shout out my homie Shy. Shout out Cree's boyfriend Shy. Shy's girlfriend Cree. Shout out my homie. Shout out Shy. For real. Because Shy slid through. Also, shout out Tay Smutter. Again, shout out Dejan. Shout out APK the Bagman. Shout out Sal the DJ. I'm trying to make sure I'm not fucking missing anybody. As far as like the squad that we had, we was like 10, 11 deep. But yeah, shout out all of y'all. Also, shout out again. Matter of fact, since I'm doing this, the whole Metaverse family: Hawk, Yashar, Kahim, Lady Nay. I'm trying to make sure I'm forgetting nobody. Poncho, Ice, Unfazed. Shout out to Hershey, Miss Carter. Trying to make sure I'm not forgetting anybody. Already shouted out all the CCB. Loved up TKO. MX. MWO. Malik, I guess. What's up, Malik? No offense. But yeah, man. Like, it's basically like 10 of us, right? So the first night we was pretty much just drinking and shit. The first night was pretty much just you know, vibing, just hanging out, chilling. Taking shots and shit like that. Basically, by the end of the night, motherfuckers actually end up going they own separate ways. Free and Shy ducked off. Marie and Tara went in their room. White Boy went in his room. I went in my room. And everybody kind of chilled. Like, that first little night was just really us trying to... Or that first day pretty much was us just trying to get some fucking sleep. Because we hadn't had no goddamn sleep, like, at all. Like, when I got off the plane at 7, I met up with White Boy around, like, 7:15. We got over to Cree's crib around, like, 8:15. Stayed up till 11, midnight. Marie came through. Was asleep for, like, a few more hours, like, three, four hours. And then, you get what I mean? Like, it was just... It was very, very fast. So we was all kind of like tired, low key, that whole weekend. Everybody was just really, really sleepy because our sleep schedules was fucked up. But again, shout out the TCB house. Like, shout out all of y'all. Shout out my squad. Shout out TCB. But that's pretty much all we did at the crib all weekend. Like, I'm not gonna make it seem like, oh, we didn't do this. It was some Project X shit. Bro, we really just chilled. Like, we all just chilled. Fucking was drinking. Saw a little bit of North Carolina. Saw a little bit of Raleigh. And was just kicking it. Like, we really was just kicking it. Like, it was really good to see everybody. Like, got a chance to go over to Dejan's B&B. Got a chance to see T-Top. That was the first thing that fucked me up, right? When we got over to T's B&B. Motherfucking T-Top. I'm like, hold on, bro. Like, that shit's crazy. Like I see you, bro. Like, I see you. I had never met a battle rapper before. So for me to never have met like a battle rapper before, it was kind of all, like, I was awestruck in a sense. But yeah, so we again chilled at T's crib for a little bit. We end up going back home. Again, speaking of T's crib, I just want to say this, right? because this was Sunday. Because again, Saturday didn't too much of shit happen. Everybody linked up for a little bit, then everybody ended up going their separate ways again afterwards. Sunday is really when shit was like going the fuck down. So that Sunday, right? Again, we was drinking and we was having fun. That Saturday, we had like a couple of bottles of Casamigos. That shit was gone by like Saturday night around after nine, like around like 10, 11. So Sunday wake up, right? And everybody kind of thinking like, okay, I'm gonna want a drink before I go to this fucking event. So we got anything left? Like, nah, liquor store was closed on Sunday. Ain't really shit you can do. Mind you, I didn't know this shit going down there. I didn't know that the liquor stores in the Carolinas closed at 9 on Saturday, and they wasn't fucking open on Sunday, and they didn't open up until 11 a.m. on Monday. I didn't know none of this shit. So Saturday, once we finished the bottles and shit, we leave. Like me and White Boy leave that morning, that next Sunday morning. And we couldn't find nothing because the night prior, shit, me and Marie was trying to find some liquor for everybody. Couldn't fucking find nothing. So me and White Boy go to a gas station. And when we go to this fucking gas station, right, we just go back there and we start looking through their liquor section. Like, whatever little liquor that they got. Like, they can have it. They just don't got liquor stores open. So he grabs a couple of Twisted Teas. My dumbass grabs a Four Loko and Fireball. I have literally no idea what the fuck I was thinking. White Boy even was like, you sure? Like that's what you getting? Yeah, bro. Yeah. I'm going ahead and get this Four Loko. I'm going ahead and get this fucking Fireball. When I tell y'all, I had took a couple shots of the Fireball. And I had took about halfway through the Four Loko, and I felt like I was on fucking shrooms. I felt like I was on shrooms, and I wasn't. But I was so fucking out of it. Like, all on my face, they've been telling me like, you looked like you came in the house looking like you knew you made a bad decision. Because I did. Because I absolutely did. I absolutely made a horrible decision grabbing that fucking Four Loko. But again, you know, I'll take my penance where it is. I understand the horrible decision that was. And duly noted, we'll never do that shit again. But yeah, again, we had fun. Got a chance to eat. Everybody was chilling. End up going to the Bars and Roses. So when we get to the Bars and Roses event, by the time we pull up the Crucible, shout out Dyson, shout out Eunice, also shout out Mozzie. The Crucible was just like finishing. The Crucible stage was just like finishing up. So we couldn't get in right away. So we had to wait maybe like 30 minutes to get in. So we go to this Caribbean spot, and this is why White Boy was the highlight of that fucking weekend. He goes into a Caribbean like foods joint, right? He walks in and is like, let me get tres pollo tacos. Let me repeat that. This motherfucker said, let me get tres pollo tacos in a Caribbean joint. We like, what? What the fuck is... At least that's how the fuck I'm looking. Like, are you kidding me? You did not just walk in here and say, let me get tres pollo tacos. And then when I end up ordering my food and Shantara end up ordering her food, they come to find out, like, I got a chicken sandwich. I think she had got like a steak sandwich. We about to pay for our shit. And they like, hey, yo, so actually we don't got no bread, so we can give you something. It got the exact same meat that was supposed to be on this. It's just something else. Look at that ticket again. That shit say like $25. How did this go from 10 or some change to $25? Like, I'm not paying for this shit. So I ended up walking out of there not even getting shit. But again, shout out the Aroma Lounge. I know I'm saying shout out a lot. But again, there's so many like people that I like have to give credit to this weekend for. Or to that, you know, give to for that weekend. But yeah, the Aroma Lounge was fire. So basically what ended up happening was you had Taz versus Destin going first. So with Taz versus Destin going first, I'll say this. People have been literally saying, I hate Destin. I know everybody joking, but I want to put this out there on record. I have no problem with Destin at all. But do I think she died to Taz? Absolutely. I think Taz spazzed the fuck out on her. And I think Taz may have even been up there, you know, a little bit nervous doing this shit live. I don't know if she's performed live before or not, but she... But, you know, she, like, her style, it was her style. It was somewhat, in my opinion, unorthodox. But when it was time for her punches and her haymakers to land, like, what the point she was trying to get across in her round, she was getting that motherfucker across and was snapping. So in the match Taz versus Destin, I'm definitely going to give it to Taz. Taz got that one 1-0 clear. No type of fucking debate. Nay versus Tasha, Arthur. Nay was there. I'm gonna speak on that in a little bit because she ended up actually performing her round at the end. Well, I'm speaking on it now. She actually ends up performing her round at the end, just straight like her round. I don't know what the situation was with the battle, but yeah, she ends up performing her round. Blue Cocaine versus Key Av did not go down. Again, don't know exactly why. I could have done a little more journalism and, you know, maybe try to ask the hard questions. But if y'all know me, I'm a very mind my business type of person, even with me doing a podcast. Like, I'll dig where I need to dig. But if I go too far, then it's like, I'm good. But Rock Lee versus Rain Fire Moon. So I gave the battle to Moon 3-0. I feel like in all three rounds, Moon was better than Rock. Like, I feel like Rock had a fire first round. And then I feel like, in my personal opinion, it teetered off from there. So with it teetering off from there, Moon just was more consistent in my opinion. So in all three rounds, like, and again, what she wanted to get across got across perfectly. Like, that'd be my thing when I listen to people's rounds. Like, that's one of the things that I listen for. Like, are you just up here just rambling, throwing bars together, or like, are you putting these bars and these punches together to actually mean something? So again, got Moon 3-0 on that one. And then the main event was Rain the Rebel versus Mallory X. I gave this one to Rain the Rebel clear again, 1-0. She has performance. She has the bars. Good punching. Good charisma. Good tone. The material was fire. She, Rain the Rebel, went off. She went the fuck off. And I'm going to tell y'all this. I'm not one of those people that can remember bar after bar after bar. Like, if it's a cold ass bar and I write this shit down, then I got you. But I don't remember like bars like that. So yeah, that was the Bars and Roses event. That was, you know, the beginning part of me coming to NC and how I got there. Now, as far as leaving goes, now this is when shit get a little bit more hectic, right? So when we get ready to leave, they had asked us what time our flights take off. We told everybody 7. We like, the flights take off around like 7:24, like basically. On the way there, we left North Carolina around like 2. So we basically were like on track to get there at like 7 o'clock. Not like an hour early or nothing like that. Again, not blaming anybody. I personally should have communicated more in that situation, the urgency of actually leaving a little bit sooner. But again, I was going with the flow in a situation where I should have spoke up, which is a learning lesson in, you know, situations like this. But when we got basically on the way there, people was talking about they were canceling flights. Our friend Chocolate, they said that they, you know, her flight, she had said her flight was canceled. She texted the group and said that her flight was canceled. White Boy said his flight was canceled. And then I'm looking at my phone like, or not canceled, but delayed. It was delayed. But I'm thinking the whole time myself, like, come on, delay this bitch. Like, just delay this bitch a couple, just a little bit. Come on, like, hurry up. And no delay. One time. So I get to the little check-in area for my bag, and I'm like, hey, so is there anything like I can do to help, or like what can I do? Like, I'm here, here's my bag. She's like, no, I can't take that. The plane leaves in literally like 20 minutes. You're not about to get through there in 20 minutes. Fuck Atlanta TSA. I fucking hate y'all. Like, not all of y'all, because I'm talking about y'all on the way to North Carolina. Because on the way to North Carolina, I had asked somebody where to go get my bags from. Before I can even get the question out, though, they like, I don't even know. I can't even help you. I don't even know what to do right now. I'm like, can y'all tell me where my bags are? They was like, oh, that's all you want? Just go over here. Take the train. All right, cool. That's all the fuck you had to do, asshole. You just have to just fucking listen to him talking about some goddamn, I don't even know what you want. I ain't got no answers for you. I can't even answer whatever you're trying to ask right now. What? That's some goofy ass shit. But on the way back, like, to Indianapolis, again, shout out. Again, I keep saying shout out, but it's like, because like these people, the guy that was in the terminal at the Atlanta airport, I appreciate you so much, bro. Like, I don't know if you'll ever listen to this podcast. I hope you do one day, but I just want to say, cause I didn't even get your name, but I just want to say thank you so much. Cause if it was not for you, I would not have gotten my second flight. Like, I wouldn't have gotten my flight home. I would have literally still been stuck in Atlanta trying to figure out how the fuck to get home. Probably just waiting on my paycheck to hit or some shit so I could buy a ticket to get home. But I appreciate you so much, because you were calm. You listened to me. I told you it was my first time. You literally was like, go, just go. If you can make it, you can make it. I don't know if you can, but if you can, they'll work on your bags and shit when they get up there, but just go. So I want to say once again, sir, I don't know your name, but I want to say thank you, and I want to say I really do appreciate you. Also, I want to appreciate the lady who, once I actually got through the little TSA, which basically by the time I got through that, my plane was gone, but the lady that basically like escorted me through multiple lines of TSA because I was at the wrong spot, but through multiple lines of TSA in order to, you know, help me try to get to the plane. But unfortunately, when I got there, the plane had already taken off. So again, went around scrambling, trying to figure out where the fuck to go, what to do, what's about to happen. Am I stuck in Atlanta? In the Atlanta airport, am I stuck here? Because I don't know anything right now. Like, I'm low-key on the inside freaking out at this moment. But I went over to the assistants and told them what happened. Dude just literally gave me another ticket, printed it up, got all my information, gave me another ticket, and was like, boom, your next flight leaves at 11. Have it with you. Like, have a good day. Gave him the young dap, told him, thank you, I appreciate you, saw my new ticket, and called Shani and was like, hey, yo, so, yeah, missed my flight, but, I will be home. I just won't be home until, like, 1 in the morning, but I'll be home. And of course, you know, she was upset because she missed me. I had been gone a few days, so she obviously missed me. But I got there, I went around, I got some food, went back around, checked my bag in. When I checked my bag in, like I said, I got some food and shit. And yeah, waited for the plane, got back on the plane. Once again, fuck the takeoff. Fuck the landing. Fuck that takeoff and fuck that landing. Shit is the worst shit ever. Like, that would be the only thing that would discourage me from flying. Is like, I do not want to feel this takeoff. Because once you're in the air, you win that bitch. By the way, also, the next time I get on a goddamn plane, somebody's giving me a goddamn window seat. I don't give a fuck if I have to pay for that shit. I'm getting a goddamn window seat because I want to look out. I didn't get a chance to look out either time. First time, I was in the middle of two people, had a white man on one side, had a black lady on the other side. Second trip, it was just me and this white lady in the row, and I was trying to like low-key kind of look out her window, but I didn't want to be a creep and like lean over her real quick, and I didn't want to be like, let me just lift up your window real quick and look outside. Like, that would have been like the creepiest thing in the world. And also, I thought she was asleep. Come to find out, she's been up the whole time watching Delta Circuit movies and shit like that. By the way, Delta, y'all got Akilah and the B? What? Boy, when I say I literally was watching Akilah and the B on the way to Atlanta, and then on the way back, what did I see on the way back? Was it like, I think it was like Batman or something. Like, I was literally watching movies. Shani fucking hates me when I do this, though. I was doing the most. Like, once I was in the air, I was doing the most. Because I was watching a movie on the screen, but then also had a movie going, like, on my phone. So I'm watching, like, two movies at the exact same time, and I'm thinking that I'm actually doing some shit. But low-key, I probably look stupid as fuck. Not even gonna lie to you. But I'm literally like, okay, I'm consuming two movies. Like, I felt like something. But, you know, I was in basic class and shit, so I wasn't really doing nothing. And also, one of these things, I want to get a first class flight, because the way Delta got it set up, and I don't know if this is every plane, because the only thing I've ever flew was Delta, but like in the front of it, it's like two seaters, and then everything else is like three seaters. So yeah, luckily I had a good row. But one of these days, I'm going to the first row. I want to get the two-seater. I want that. And then I heard up there, they was like, hey, and if you're in first class, we have like wine and bourbon and shots. And I want a shot. At least, again, my first time flying, I don't know if I was able to actually get it. I was so nervous being on the plane to begin with. But if I remember correctly, I could have swore she literally was like, for, you know, first class, here's your crab cakes and your fucking wine and your shots and your bourbon and all this other type of shit. Like, nah, bro. Nah, man. It was a amazing trip. When I got back the next day, I saw my homeboy Chad, and when me and him was like talking about it, I was like, I feel refreshed in a sense. Mind y'all, I'm still kind of going through like a low energy / depression period, but going out there in the midst of that, which is also for anybody that saw me out there, that's why I was really, really kind of quiet. It wasn't intentional. My goal and my intention was to come out there, you know, have a good time, drink with my friends, and be the life of the fucking party. But when I got, shit happens. So the next time we all link up, I definitely, most likely, will be in a more up-tempo, higher energy type of mood. But yeah, it was a fun trip. It was a worth it trip. It gave me a chance to relax. It gave me a deep breath that actually kind of helped speed up my depression slump. And yeah, it was very much needed. So shout out to Dejan for letting me, you know, cover the event. Shout out to TCB. Y'all are the squad. And shout out to the metaverses as a whole. I really do appreciate y'all more than y'all will ever know. Y'all are my family, for real, for real. And I love y'all. This has been the Waze World Podcast. This is my first episode back. And I'm out.